O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. St. Paschal Baylon, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I think that shepherds must be very close to Jesus' heart. After all, he says, I am the good shepherd, and on Saturday, it was 100 years since his mother decided to appear to three pastorinhos, as they're called in Portuguese, three little shepherds in a small Portuguese town. And today, we have the feast day of another shepherd saint. Well, that's how he got his start, anyway. And he lived during the time of the Protestant Revolt, and he's known as a very great saint of the Blessed Sacrament. Yesterday, Father Chicada was strolling about saying his prayers, and anymore nowadays you can say your priest's prayers. It's called the Divine Office on your phone, if your phone's connected. That's called having a smartphone. I don't have a smartphone. I don't think I'm smart enough. But if you're up with those things, you can say your prayers from the phone. And he was, and he came across some of our students who are outside in the vestibule, and he showed them the page of the prayers that he was saying. And I was very proud of you to hear that some of the boys could recognize that he was praying a psalm in Latin from the Divine Office, and they could read some of the words and even knew what some of the words meant. Because if you hear the Latin every day in the Mass, I always say, well, you actually know more Latin than you realize. Also, the fact that many of our English words come straight, almost, from Latin words. Well, I'm thinking of that today, because that's how today's saint learned how to read. He was determined to learn how to read because he wanted to say the church's prayer, the Divine Office. So he got himself a junior version of that called the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And back then, books were very rare and very expensive, remember. He got this Little Office of Our Lady, which had the Psalms of David and beautiful hymns and prayers to Mary in it. In the old days, nuns used to very often recite the Little Office of Our Lady every day. But he didn't know how to read, so what was he going to do? And plus, he was out in the countryside, and he couldn't stray too far from his sheep. One time, his sheep got into trouble at a neighbor's. We heard the story yesterday, I think, about the vineyard and St. Eubald. Well, one time or more, his sheep got into trouble with the neighbor's vineyard and did some damage. But right away, out of his own earnings, which were very meager, he paid the owner of the vineyard to cover the damage because he was a very honest sort. But whenever he saw somebody passing by who looked like they might know a thing or two, he would say, "Excuse me, ma'am, but can you read?" And back then, people didn't mind that kind of a question as being too personal. And if you could read back then, it usually meant that you could read Latin, because Latin was the official language for prayer and literature and communication. And if the lady said, "Well, yes, I can," or the gentleman, why then he would say, "Would you mind reading this to me?" And he'd hold up his prayer book, wherever he was in his learning, and he would say, "Well, just could you do these two lines for me?" And they would think, "Well, I could do that." And so they would read the lines, and then he would ask them to repeat the lines a couple of times, and he would sort of memorize them, how you said them, and what the words were, and how the sounds go with the letters. That's phonics, isn't it? And then he would study, repeat, and learn by heart. He would also recognize the letters of the alphabet that way. And when the next person came along, "Excuse me, sir," why then that man would help him too. And pretty soon he knew how to read. And by imitating what he had seen on the page, he was able to teach himself how to write. And he had a very fine hand indeed. Later on, when he was a brother, he used to copy down prayers and holy thoughts that he had because they were very profound. and he would write them on scraps of paper because he was a very poor Franciscan, and sometimes he would get the scraps of paper out of the waste paper basket. He was one of those saints who never wasted food, and he never wasted any paper either, and he would collect them together. And one time his superior saw them and gave them to the bishop and said, "You wouldn't believe what this brother knows." And he knew everything and far more than any of them did, because now the Holy Ghost was actually his teacher, which, if you think of it, was only fair, because he was born on Pentecost Sunday. What happened on Pentecost? The Holy Ghost came down upon Our Lady and the apostles, and his whole life long, the Holy Ghost was teaching Brother Pascal. Pascal comes from the Spanish name for Pentecost, which is Pascua de Pentecostes. The Pasch of Pentecost is how they call Pentecost Sunday in that language. Well, he wanted to be a Franciscan, and he decided to go away to a very strict monastery that was hundreds of miles from his home, and so he did, and the friars there didn't know him, and they were a little suspicious, so to test him, they made him work as a shepherd at a neighboring property for a while, and then when he came to the monastery finally, they wouldn't give him the habit for a long, long time, but he persevered. He was always very humble and did exactly what he was told, and he loved Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. After the fathers had finished saying their divine office in the early, early morning and could go back to bed to rest for a bit, why then he would go into church and he would pray for hours, as St. Gertrude used to do, with his arms out like this, just looking at the tabernacle. And sometimes they would find him there still in that same position when the priest came back for their next time of prayers. Now, very often his duties called him away, but whenever his duties called him away, his heart was Jesus in the tabernacle, and he would make frequent little visits. One time, though, he couldn't go to the high mass, which was about this time of day, because he had to set the table for lunch. And he was thinking about how much he wished he could see our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and receive him. And all of a sudden, there he was in the dining room. They call that a refectory. That's a Latin word. All of a sudden, the wall came tumbling down, the wall between the dining room and the chapel of the monastery, and he could see our Lord being elevated in the hands of the priest and the angels adoring. He always had special and beautiful graces like that that were given him. He's the saint of devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Once he was given a special message he had to deliver hundreds of miles away, all the way across the Pyrenees Mountains up in Paris, the capital of France. And he went right away out of holy obedience, and he went barefoot with just a few things, and he had to pass through Protestant territory. And at that time, they were having what's called the Wars of Religion, and more than once, the Protestants, seeing that he was a Catholic friar, would throw stones at him. And one time, the stone hit him on the shoulder, and it broke his shoulder, and that hurt him for the rest of his life. Another time, they organized a debate between him and the Protestant ministers about the Blessed Sacrament, but he won the debate. And to get revenge, they threw more stones at him, and he was even arrested for a while and thrown into jail. But Our Lady always protected him. How much he loved the Blessed Mother, he always carried her rosary, the Franciscan crown of her joys, it's called, in his hand, and recited it whenever he was free. But he returned safe and sound after a trip that took him a long, long time. And as soon as he got back, he didn't make any big fuss. He just went about his daily duty as though nothing special had occurred the day before. He had many graces that were special to him. One was being able to touch people's hearts. One time, for example, there was this man who had been hurt and he wanted to get revenge, and he plotted his revenge day and night. And it was Good Friday, and they were all in a procession, and St. Paschal knew that, and the preacher gave a wonderful sermon about forgiving your enemies, and the man was thinking to himself, nothing doing. I'm not going to forgive my enemies. I'm going to get revenge. St. Paschal knew that, though, because he could read souls, like Padre Pio, and he came up to him, and he took him by the arm, and he said, my friend, today is the day that Jesus died, and he died on the cross forgiving his enemies. Surely, you will do the same thing. And the words that he said, so simple, hit him right in his heart, and he said, I didn't know what happened to me, but all of a sudden, I was converted. And I was free of that sin. St. Paschal had a great hatred for sin, and he wouldn't commit even the littlest one. One time there were some pious ladies, and sometimes pious ladies come around priests, and the priests have work to do, and they don't want to always talk to pious ladies. Well, these pious ladies wanted to see the priest in charge of the monastery, and the Father Superior said, without thinking of it, he said, oh, tell those women that I'm not here. And Brother Paschal said, but Father, that would be a lie and a venial sin. I certainly couldn't do that. I'll tell them you're busy. He said, no, 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 just tell them I'm not here. And he said, I shall tell them that you are occupied. And so he did, because he wasn't going to tell a lie, not even if somebody told him to. How much he loved Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament is shown to by how much he loved to serve Mass. And some days he would serve as many as 8 Masses in a row. Well, that's a little bit about today's saint, this great saint of the Blessed Sacrament. When he died, it was Pentecost Sunday, the same day on which he was born, and they took his body to church because after the Pentecost Mass was over, he was going to have his funeral. And as they were waiting for his funeral, the people saw at the elevation of the Sacred Host when the bells ring, they saw him sit up and open his eyes and look at our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Sacred Host, and in the precious blood of the chalice. And this miracle happened not once, but several times. Children, always come to Jesus in the morning to make a visit. If you possibly can, make your good Holy Communion. You might think to yourself, oh, I feel distracted today, or something's bothering me. Well, if it's a venial sin, our Lord will forgive you by a good communion. And if you feel cold and distracted, remember our Lord is a furnace. He'll warm you. And if you have doubts and confusion, our Lord will settle things for you. Remember, he's here for us to be our food in this adorable sacrament. Oh, I found out one new thing I never knew about today's saint, and I thought I would tell you that last of all today. Well, you know about the knockings of St. Paschal? That means that sometimes when people were irreverent or going to commit a sin, they heard St. Paschal knock, and they thought, well, how could that be? Because he's already buried in his tomb. But that's what and for centuries, that continued afterwards, along with many, many miracles. And he would warn people if they were being irreverent or about to fall into a sin, if they prayed to St. Paschal, he protected them that way. He used to say, St. Paschal did, that if you want to get to heaven, you have to have 3 hearts. We have 3 hearts, don't we? We have the heart of Jesus, the heart of Mary, and the heart of Joseph over our altar. Those are the 3 golden hearts that are up on the altar. We have to have 3 hearts as well. St. Paschal says, towards God, we must have the heart of a child. We're God's children. Towards our neighbor, we must have the heart of a mother. As your mother takes care of you, so must you try to take care of your neighbor. And towards yourself, St. Paschal says, you have to be very strict with yourself. You must have the heart of a judge if you want to save your soul. Let's ask St. Paschal today, this great saint of the Blessed Sacrament, to help us to have those 3 hearts and to imitate him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.